Srila Prabhupada explains that the supreme manifestation of renunciation that has ever been manifested within creation was the taking of sannyas by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Chaitanya was a grihastha, he had such a wonderful life, the most loving devotees and associates, and his mother, she was like no mother in this world. She was the absolute perfect mother. She lived only to love her beloved child, Nimai. She would do anything for him. We explained this morning, even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would act in mysterious ways, she only saw good in him. She only wanted to please him. She only wanted to make him happy at every moment. And his wife, Vishnupriya, she was the most beautiful woman in the entire universal creation. She was Lakshmi Devi herself. What was her beauty? And she was hardly between 14 and 16 years old. She never complained. She never criticized. Her life, her soul, her body, mind, words, everything was exclusively dedicated to giving her husband, Lord Gauranga, pleasure. She was the ultimate perfect wife, the goddess of beauty, the goddess of devotion. And she was helpless, completely depending on her husband. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the ecstasy of love, and he began to chant the names of the gopis. So one student came up to him and said, "This is not authorized. Why you are chanting gopi, gopi? You should chant the names of Krishna." So Lord Chaitanya picked up a stick. He was in a certain type of ecstasy. He said, "Why should I chant that name of Krishna? He has left all the gopis. He has gone to Mathura. He has left Sita. He has banished her to the forest. Why should I chant?" Child started running away and he ran after them with a stick. This little Brahmin boy, he went to the other Brahmins and he said, "This is what he's doing." So they began to plot against him and criticize him. What right does he have? So Lord Chaitanya was thinking that I have come to this world specifically for the purpose of giving people love of God. Because I'm God himself, if people just offer respect to me, they will become purified and make the greatest spiritual advancement. But now the opposite is happening. People are disrespecting me. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually saw that the pious and the simple people were all drowning in the ecstasies of love of God because they were taking to the Harinam Sankirtan movement. But those who were envious, those who were proud, they were escaping the network of his mercy. So in order to reach them, he was thinking, if I become a sannyasi, everyone will bow down to me. That way, everyone will go back to Godhead. So for the sake of serving others, being merciful, compassionate to others, he decided to accept sannyas. He left his most chaste, faithful, loving, beautiful wife. His mother, who was the very mother of the universe, who was 100% depending on him. If she didn't see him for a few minutes only, she would just go blind in the ecstasy of separation. There is no one who has ever lived that could possibly give up such association. But Lord Chaitanya That night, Makara Sankranti, he left. Only the supremely opulent personality of Godhead could demonstrate such renunciation. But as a devotee, the message and the spirit of his renunciation is a great lesson to the world. What is that spirit? That for the welfare and benefit of others, we should be willing to make sacrifice. Actually, amongst Vaishnavas, renunciation is not simply for our own liberation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want liberation. He only wanted service. What was Srila Prabhupada's renunciation? He left Vrindavan to go to a hellish place. He gave up his health. He gave up the spiritual world. He gave up all his loving friends and God brothers to go to a mysterious place where nobody understood him and nobody respected him. Prabhupada took sannyas for the same exact reason Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. To sacrifice his life for the welfare of others. To be an instrument of the compassion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to help others. Egoistic selfishness is the cause of all bondage. And when it manifests through our lives, it's the greatest cause of anxiety and suffering to others in this world. Selfless service is the means by which we can actually find real peace within ourselves and actually distribute peace in this world of conflict. And what is the greatest sacrifice? To give Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu renounced everything, as Srila Prabhupada renounced everything, so that they could give their full 100% total attention to serving humanity at large by giving them the holy name of Krishna. Lord Shiva, he was willing to drink an ocean of poison for the welfare of others. When the demigods and demons were churning the ocean of milk, the first thing that came out was this horrible poison. It was so powerful, it actually had the strength of destroying all living beings. Just the vapors of that poison could kill. What are they going to do with it? They approach Vishnu. But Vishnu, he's happier to see his devotee glorified than taking the credit himself. He said, go to Lord Shiva, he is my devotee. Lord Shiva immediately, by his mystic power, he concentrated that poison. It's like sometimes when you go to the store, there's concentrated juices. You put some water in it, and it makes it nice juice. Well, he concentrated an ocean of poison. Can you imagine how powerful it was in its concentrated form? And he drank it immediately. He was willing to accept any type of inconvenience for the welfare of others. Srila Prabhupada explains in purport that the actual perfection of devotional service is when we are willing, able, to be willing to risk our life for the welfare of others. That service is so pleasing to the Supreme Lord. So that is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated through his accepting of the sannyasa. And how strictly he lived by those principles. Mukunda Dutt, his dear servant, used to cry incessantly when he would see the austerities the Lord would perform. He would bathe in the cold rivers. He would sleep on the hard ground. He would do Madhukari, beg for a little bit of dry food. Lord Chaitanya could not take any of his intimate associates with him for his South Indian tour because he said, you're too unhappy when you see me perform these severe austerities, but as a sannyasi, I have to do it. And what did he do when he was in South India? That we discussed last night. He induced everyone he saw. When he was in Navadvip, he inundated the city of Nadia with the holy name. He could do that as a grihastha. But to spread it all over the country, to give the holy name to hundreds of millions of people all over, for that purpose he took sannyas. Wherever he went, everyone was chanting, Krishna, 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 Krishna. 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. This renunciation of accepting sacrifice to give mercy to others is the nature of the heart that has been melted through the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. This is a symptom by which we can understand we are making spiritual advancement. Paradukaduki. That the suffering of others is our greatest suffering. Tonight we have such wonderful personalities assembled here who have sacrificed, each of them, over 30 years of their lives simply trying to give the nectar of devotion to others. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the crest jewel of sannyasis. But he instructed, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusya Janma Jar Janma Sarata Kakara Karapar Upakar. All of you people who are born in India, it is your great duty to take the mercy of Krishna and become a pure devotee, and to give the charity of Krishna to others, to act for the welfare of other living beings. Para Upakar. Mahaprabhu demonstrated that. And our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, taking the spirit of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy as his heart and soul, following in his footsteps, also gave his life for giving love of God to others. And he has asked us to help him according to our capacity, whoever we are. whether grihasthas, brahmacharis, vanaprasthas, or sannyasis. We can all take up the spirit of renunciation. We can all take the spirit of Lord Chaitanya's mission and find the greatest happiness in serving others, in showing compassion to the fallen. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.